Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, make sure you get the Sports Grid app, like the fella down at the Target in Atlanta. You got the app, you get it all. You can be on the road, you can be anywhere, and you can still watch and listen to Sports Grid. It has the TV side, the radio side, in-game odds. It has it all. Stories. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. The Sports Grid app, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Real fans use the app, like men, like a grown man. You use the app. And then, did I tell you we're streaming on X? That's right. Just use SportsGrid-Live, and you can see us streaming 7 days per on X. All the shows, all day, every day on X. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcasts on iTunes Monday through Friday. I think you'll dig them. And then tonight on SportsGrid, let's look at the lineup. After this show, from 6 to 8 Eastern, it's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. And then from 8 to 10, it's Wetzel and Sharapan, the law firm, Opposite Picks and the sportsbook Consigliere on In-Game Live. And then from 10 to midnight, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio, it's Carver and Lisi styling all tonight on both of our platforms. As we get into the third hour here, we're live in New York City. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High. Good to have you with us.
Yep, a lot to do here in this last hour. Let's go. Let me finish the college basketball from the weekend. Arkansas had been knocking on the door, played some close games against Alabama, Texas A&M, Auburn. On Saturday, they finally broke through, beating Missouri 92-85. John Calipari, Hogs are getting better and at the right time.
Look, everybody watching this team knows we're getting better. Now we just got to finish. Now we got the greatest thing about this league. Every time you play, it's a quad one game. The worst thing about this league, every time you play, it's just ridiculously hard. But these kids, they're resilient. Let me say it again to the fans. They're resilient. Because we've struggled. I mean, we just lost three in a row now to really good teams, but we still lost three in a row. But they're resilient. They were here.
Look, I got to be honest with you. It's a hard gig that he took in Fayetteville. It's no joke. And he took the job, and I think it's going according to plan. I think he's doing a good job. I think it's almost impossible to get any job and immediately have success in the first year, particularly in that brutal conference. So whenever they win, like to me, they're on the doorstep of the tournament. I think they're in. I think they're going to get in. And especially if they win a game or two more here in the last couple of games. He knows it. You know it. I know it. They want this guy in the NCAA tournament field. He is a commodity for college basketball, whether you like it or not. Everyone expects Bill Self, John Calipari, and guys like that to be in the tournament. I think he's done a good enough job at Arkansas. Now, their record seems like they're better than they are because their conference record is ass. But that was a big win for them this weekend. They needed that because I don't think they're worthy with their conference record of being in the tournament. But their overall record and then that win this weekend puts them on the precipice of it. I think they're right on the doorstep. Like, to me, they're a dangler as much as Indiana is.
Yeah. I think they're both in that conversation. And look, they're done with the heavy, heavy top tier of the SEC. You know, they got four games left in the regular season. Now, they're not playing, like you said, every team's good in this conference. They're playing Texas, South Carolina, Vandy, and Mississippi State. Those are their last four regular season games. And they ain't playing Bama and Auburn and Florida. You know, they've got some games that they can win in those last four.
I think the hardest game there is Mississippi State.
Yeah, and they get that game at home. That game's in Arkansas. They're going to play Mississippi State.
So they've got some opportunities. And that's going to get them into the NCAA tournament.
Yep, and maybe even another win in the SEC tournament and get another big win under their belt. So I think they're in good shape.
Then there's
Clemson beat SMU. They've been playing really well. You talked about that BYU-Arizona game late night. 96-95 was the final. Here's Tommy Lloyd. You know, we usually play coaches getting mad at the refs. Tommy Lloyd knows that the refs sucked, Scotty, but he also knows it's their own fault.
It's a bad call. I mean, like, whatever. What am I going to say? I mean, you hate for a game to be decided by that. I mean, Trey, I feel horrible for him. The guy didn't play in the second half. I tightened the rotation. He played good defense. Guy's pivoting. Throws his shoulder at him. Throws up a shot and falls down. It's a foul, 2 seconds to go. I mean, listen, it's the Big 12. That's what I'm told. And the guy who called it's one of the best refs. So, you know, we got to live with it. But step back. They scored 93 points up to that point on our home court. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Me and my staff and our players, that's the problem, not the officials. It would have been great to steal a victory, you know, if they don't call that, but still, don't put yourself in that position. That's the problem.
Listen, I agree. So that is a great coach right there, the way he did it. Now, I don't think they'll have a problem with his comments. To be honest with you, and let me tell you something, he knows why they lost that game, is giving up that many points. There's no doubt about it. But look, just so we're clear, there isn't a game in basketball or in the NFL anymore that isn't like predicated on calls. They're just all predicated on calls. When I go to high school games, when I go to college games, when I go to pro games, all I see is tons of calls and bad ones. And it changes the games and the outcomes of games. There's a real, you know, ref thing going on in sports. It's happening. Watch the NFL. You go crazy watching the Chiefs games. Everyone thinks that they're fixing calls for the Chiefs. Then they got their ass beat in the Super Bowl. Watch a high school or college or an NBA game. The whole thing is about the refs and calls. What kind of calls are you going to get? Now, I was watching that Indiana-Purdue game, and they had three veteran refs. You know, guys that have called 1,500 games. And I thought they called a really good game. Painter didn't. But, you know, Purdue was kicking Indiana's ass in the first half. I think they were up 12 at the half. They got their ass beat in the second half, and it wasn't because of the refs. It's because Indiana played their ass off because they're desperate. And desperate teams win games, and they play their ass off. And I'll tell you what, refs ruin everything, including your dinner.
They really do. Vandy beat Ole Miss 77-72. Vandy's got some good wins this year as well, and they need to go and shut the door in the SEC and get in the tournament. Chris Beard's teams make massive jumps in year two. You talked about Beard a lot with Coach already. We know how good he is. And Louisville beat FSU 89-81. Utah fired head coach Craig Smith today. He was in his fourth season at Utah. Really kind of just 500 the entire time he was there. They did just beat Kansas and Kansas State last week. But Craig Smith finished in Utah. Get him out. Who? Your boy Craig Smith. All right, we'll come back. Who? I have best and worst, and I'll give you tonight's games. I'll save these other couple things, these top freshmen for tomorrow and a few others. But we'll do tonight's games and the best and worst against the spread when we come back, because I still got hockey to do. Got baseball stuff. I've even got some NFL. The combine is this week. I know you're very excited to watch guys run around in shorts. So you have that too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ricky Fowler just drained like a 75-foot putt in that TGL on a green that is just undulated city. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. I've never seen him make a putt that good on tour. All right, so how about those NC State ladies? Hey, ladies.
Yes. Big takedown for them. Double overtime, 104-95 win over number one, formerly number one now, Notre Dame. Snapping the Irish's 19-game winning streak. So a great win for NC State. I believe I saw that Texas is the new number one today in women's college hoops. First time in like 20 years they've been ranked number one. So congratulations. I mean, that's tough. You win 19 games in a row.
You lose, and then they drop you.
You lose a double overtime game. Yeah.
Auburn lost, and they didn't lose the number one ranking on the men's side. But if you lose in double overtime and you've won 19 in a row, they drop your ass in women's.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Best and worst against the spread. Only 2 weeks left in the college basketball regular season for the heavies. Now, this is the last week for the mid-majors. They start their conference tournaments next week. Florida, 20-7 against the spread this year. Wisconsin, Michigan State, Duke, and St. John's. On the good side, who's been costing you at the window? Baylor, Minnesota, UConn, Iowa, and, of course, Miami. Dreadful against the spread.
How about UConn being in there? You can't count on them when you're betting.
10-16-1. Not a good scene for UConn this season. So there you go. The best and worst against the spread. Let's get to tonight. Really four games of significance, and then you could tell me if you like anything else. In fact, this game wasn't even on my radar. That's how insignificant these two have become that I forgot to even get for it. North Carolina and Florida State are in Tallahassee this evening, and the Tar Heels are -3.5 on the road with the 156.5 total.
I mean, they're playing pretty well right now. They've won three in a row, I guess. I'll take a shot with them in Tallahassee. I'll lay the 3.5. I think it's dangerous. I mean, I think Florida State's as good as they are. They're very
Florida
even,
State,
these two.
I'm going to take Florida State at home tonight against North Carolina. I'm going for the Seminoles in that one. Good one in the Big Ten. Michigan, a very short road favorite in a tough place to win. Lincoln against the Cornhuskers. Michigan -1.5. 151.5 now the total.
I think Michigan's better than Nebraska, but they're desperate, and they're getting that number is crazy, right? Just 1.5 against a team with 20 wins. I'm going to take the Huskers and Freddie and company in Lincoln.
Game of the night, no question about that, is a top 10 battle between Houston and Texas Tech down in Lubbock. Houston now -1.5, down from the 2.5 earlier. 131.5 the total.
I'm going to take Texas Tech at home in Lubbock. Oof. I think Houston's great. It's not going to be easy. You got to win this game on your home floor. This is the biggest game of the year for you. Win it.
Red Raiders, big game tonight. Good one. And late night in Boulder for Kansas and Colorado. Kansas -6.5 on the road here. 142.5 the total.
I mean, they played Oklahoma State in Lawrence and beat the crap out of them. And Colorado's been awful this year, so they're going to beat the crap out of them, too. Now, there's some stragglers that I like tonight. One of them's Norfolk, laying the 13 and a hook against Morgan, right? South Carolina State laying 13.5 against Maryland Eastern Shore. They are horrendous. And then I got other ones. I'll take Nichols laying the 3.5 against Corpus Christi. And then I love this one. Where is it? It's Lipscomb laying the 7 against Austin Peay on the road. And I like North Florida and 7.5 against Gulf Coast on the road. Both of those teams are tough. I think it's too many sticks, as you like to call it. And the other one I got is Wilmington. I think they're going to go to William & Mary, and they're going to cover the 3 and smack their ass. They're 21-7. They mean business. They're flat out better than William & Mary. Go prove it. Just go in there and kick their ass. Knock their teeth out of their mouth. There you go.
That's what you should be doing. Of course, tomorrow night, huge night. Of college basketball. We got a ton of great games. I know Florida's playing Georgia tomorrow night. We'll do all of that tomorrow on C2C. All right, how about hockey?
Everybody loves hockey.
You were talking to Joe Bennati earlier. The Caps had quite the weekend as they scored 15 goals on Saturday and Sunday between the Penguins and the Oilers. But it was yesterday, Alexander Ovechkin with the Hattie against Edmonton. He's 12 away from tying Gretzky, 13 away from breaking the all-time record. Here's a little bit of his work on TNT.
Jacob Chychrun. Chychrun waits. Ovechkin fires. Scores! The second tonight, 881 for Alex Ovechkin. Scored Emberson. A stick snap. Here's Ovechkin. Got it!
Bobby with shoes on.
Now that Brendan Burke on that one. Brendan
Burke. Was that Brendan Burke?
Yes, Burkey on there.
I couldn't tell.
Doing the game
yesterday. Couldn't tell the difference between him and Bob.
Let me play this quickly for you because we talk about Bob a lot with Sean McDonough, of course, for the ESPN broadcast. Now, we've, of course, said a lot about Sean. I thought you maybe would like this. This was after Crosby scored on Saturday. Yes, they lost, but this was cool from McDonough on ESPN ABC.
Mike Sullivan said they drove together, did he and Sidney Crosby, too, the airport in Boston yesterday to get on the plane to come back here. Here's Crosby again on the backhand. He scores! Oh, scratch my back with a hacksaw! Sidney Crosby has tied the game at two.
And that was a hell of a tribute to Mike Lang, except you got to do the full Monty. You can't just leave it halfway. It's scratch my back with a hacksaw. She wants to sell my monkey.
Nice job by Sean either way. Tipping the hat to Mike Lang with the Sidney Crosby goal. Rangers beat the Penguins. The Stars beat the Islanders. Robertson had a hat trick. I'll give you a couple others when we come back then tonight's game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are talking hockey at this point, and we're going to talk a little more hockey later. Of course, Joe Madden coming up. She's a big hockey fan, right?
Indeed, she is. Detroit beat the Ducks 5-4 in overtime. Devils smacked the Preds 5-0. Leafs beat Chicago. Flames beat the Sharks. And Utah beat the Canucks last night. Some injury news. Minnesota will not have Kirill Kaprizov. They'll be without him longer than expected, I should say, Garen said. He had surgery on a lower body injury a few weeks back, and that's going to take some more time. So not a good scene for Minnesota in that department. Boston defenseman Hampus Lindholm will be out the rest of the season, most likely, with a knee injury. So lots of hockey injuries. Well, you know, you give them 2 weeks off, you come back, you're going to get hurt a lot faster. That's how it goes. NHL Draft 2025 will be in L.A. on June 27th and 28th. Now, I will tell you, they have changed how they do that draft. You remember how it would be everyone would show up and they're all at the tables, the general manager, the whole organization basically there. They're not doing that anymore. It's going to more an NFL draft style where the teams will be at their home facilities and just the players will be there, I guess, shaking Bettman's hand and stuff like that. They are not doing the whole entire team at the table stuff at the NHL draft anymore. So good luck with that. God bless and good luck because it's not the same. The NHL draft.
I gotta tell you, between the NHL, and I know that franchises are built through the draft. I get it. I'm not stupid. But I have to tell you, like, the NHL and the baseball draft are the longest yard. I mean, they really are. It is just the worst thing that's ever happened to sports.
It's not easy.
I'd rather be trapped in an NBA All-Star weekend ball for the rest of my life than watch the NHL and Major League Baseball draft.
as I always say to you, it's when you there are no immediate impact players outside maybe the first two or three picks, and you couldn't pick the rest of the guys out of a lineup in the NHL draft. Doesn't mean they're not going to be good players, but for the average fan who just tunes in to watch the draft,
you can't. No, you just can't tune in to watch the draft. It's that bad.
Can't do it. Two games tonight in hockey. I mean, we just came back, and you're giving me two games on a Monday night. Just had 2 weeks off, and you got a night here with two games on it? The Sharks are in Forelopeg in the Great White North against the Jets. How about this for some lumber tonight? I've got this game now at five Bills, -500 for the Jets against the Sharks with a 5.5 total.
Well, I mean, you just absolutely have no choice than to lay it. And even that's brutal. So how about give me the over? And there's no other choice. Yeah. There really isn't, right? So it's +$1.50 if I can get seven goals out of that game. I think Winnipeg will score seven goals themselves.
A much more competitive game in Los Angeles tonight at the Crypto for the Knights and the Kings. Vegas right now, I got a -115. LA -105 with a 5.5.
You know, honestly, the Kings are winning. They're you know, the Vegas has won three in a row. The Kings are winning, and you're giving me that price at home. I'll take it. I'll take the LA Kings tonight to upset the Knights at the Crypt in Lipstick City.
Yeah, both came back from the break with a win on Saturday night. So second game for each of them after that. Tomorrow we will get back to more normal. You know, there's like 1,000 hockey games tomorrow night, including the Rangers and the Islanders at the Horse Track, which is always fun when those two get together, and the Leafs and the Bruins in Boston. That's what we need. Auston Matthews back in TD Garden where he missed all those chances on Thursday night.
He'll get him score. Right back. Watch him score tomorrow night.
Yeah, when it doesn't matter, he'll go and score. Nice job by Auston Matthews. All right, I'm going to give you a couple baseball things, and then I'll do the rest after Joe. Did you see Soto hit a homer in his first at-bat with the Mets on Saturday?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That was unfortunate.
I could have did without that. They got more bad pitching news this morning, though. Sean Manaea, oblique injury, shut down for a couple weeks. He'll likely start the season on the IL. I know I keep banging this drum here, and I sound like a broken record. I know they're all excited about Soto and Alonso. They got some pitching issues in their rotation. Who's starting these games? Griffin Canning? Going to be starting games for the Mets?
That's exactly who's starting.
That's not ideal if you're supposed to be a big-time team this year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, you know her, Joe Madden from In Game Live, and her ex is at Joe Madden Sports. She's a badass. She loves hockey. I really dig that about her. I've followed her from afar. I think it's absolute bullshack that we've never had her on Coast to Coast. And I even, I think I tweeted that to her today, that it's about effing time that she's on the show. Now, there's a couple of things that I really like about this chick. One, she's from Pharrell, Alberta, Calgary, no less, which I have always been a fan of. I've called games at the Saddle Dome. I've been drunk at Cowboys and tried to pick up chicks. I have knowledge, full knowledge of the Stampede, but I've never been to the Stampede, which is a huge, grave error on my part. I need to get out there for the Stampede, right, Joe?
Yeah, you absolutely do. Come up this summer. It's right after July 4th, so you hit the Thursday. 10-day party up here in Calgary, and we'll go back to Cowboys. We're going to have a cook-off with Sports Grid there, part of that, at Cowboys. You're going to have a lot of fun. So, Pharrell, get up here for the Stampede. You can't miss it. The rodeos are awesome. It's a lot of fun.
So your whole life you've been from Calgary and lived there?
No, I actually moved here at 15 from Australia. So family all over the world.
Whoa. Where down under did you live?
Just outside of Sydney, a small place called Barrow. So
wow, that's crazy. So, like, as an Aussie, what's it like living in Farrell, Alberta?
Well, if it wasn't for my mom and for the Calgary Flames, I might be out of Calgary because it's so cold here. We're finally getting a little bit warmer on the year, but it was like minus 40, it felt like, last week with wind chill. So otherwise, I love it here. I love going to the Flames games. It's really a great community in Calgary. So I say I would trade it. I just don't love these long winters for real.
Well, I know I was there and I froze my ass off, but it was like, you know, that's what it's like. And as a hockey announcer, I was there doing games there and in Edmonton. And then Gabe's in Vancouver, which is another really cool place. I've skied in Whistler and Banff, and I just think British Columbia is badass, and Alberta's badass. I mean, that's got to be a complete culture shock coming from down under into that world.
Oh, it absolutely was, especially at 15, being thrown into one of the biggest high schools here in Calgary. Girls don't like me, so if you're not hearing the Australian accent, that is why. I had to start mimicking the Canadian till I got it down for real, because those girls were not too friendly over here to a little Aussie chick. So, especially country town Aussie chick as well.
Did they try to kill you? I mean, what happened? Basically. So here comes the Aussie chick, and we're going to gang up on her.
Oh, they didn't want to be my friend. And I was so used to being friends with all the girls. But you know what? It paid off, Pharrell, because I'm sitting here today because I start being friends with the guys. I started watching Kent State basketball with my guy friends. So that's where my love of sports really did come from.
So you're a huge hockey fan now. Yeah. You weren't a hockey fan in Australia. It had to happen when you moved there.
Well, so my mom's Canadian. So my mom always still loved the Flames. She tried to watch them down there. My brother's down there now, tries to do the same thing. It's just hard with the time zone. So moving over here, you know, my family really got me into hockey. We went to the Flames games and we were really active and involved in the community. So that's where the love came from.
So, I've called games in there and it's such an old dump now. When are they building a brand new arena?
Yeah, they are building a new arena, but it's going to be weird, right? There's something magical about the dome. You know where those cracks are on the floor. You know where you have to step over, where the floor is not 100%. Even so, if you've had too many beers at the dome, you definitely have to be careful. The new arena is not going to feel the same, that's for sure.
I used to remember when you're at the game, they have the flame shooting out in the. I thought I was calling a game and I saw these big fireballs.
Still have
proud.
It.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, they still have it. It's great because it provides that spark of heat as well. You can feel it sitting in those seats, no matter where you're sitting in the dome, you can feel those flames. So it's really cool what they're able to do. So hopefully they have that at the new arena. So it's being built as we speak.
So when you only have two hockey games on a night like tonight, I saw you got into the NBA with your action. When there's no hockey, are you like everyone there has to be jonesing when there's no hockey because that's all they live for is hockey. And I know they are excited that Canada beat the USA's ass in the championship the other night. What do you do on a night like tonight when there's only two games? Are you like miserable? Do you have to drink booze?
We're definitely watching these games, Pharrell, and a lot of Calgarians are still trying to comprehend the fact that we had to one cheer for Connor McDavid. You know the rivalry between the Oilers and the Calgary Flames. So we had to cheer for Connor McDavid, and not only did we cheer for him every single goal, we cheered when he got that overtime goal as well. It felt kind of wrong. It felt kind of dirty, but being able to get the win for Team Canada was the ultimate goal, but it's going back to the rivalry. Can't wait for the next time those two teams play. But yeah, with only two games here, it's definitely different in Calgary. They'll be watching these games. So a lot of people are really interested in the Winnipeg Jets and what they're going to bring to the table tonight.
So you started into the betting world. I've seen you write about like your first and all this other, your first bets and everything else, but I thought it was cool. What did you think when Playboy did a piece on you because you were a handicapper and you were a chick and you were in Calgary? I thought that was pretty, I would have freaked out if Playboy did a piece on me, Penthouse did a piece on me. I would have rather been in Playboy.
Oh my God, right? Like, I was just blown away, Pharrell. And in all honesty, I was up in Edmonton. I was taking my daughter to a modeling shoot that she had up there. And I got the message and I thought maybe it was just a joke. So I sent it off to Adam that we work with here on the grid and said, hey, you know, I'm not sure exactly what they want. They want to do an article on me. What do you think of this? And he got back to me. He's like, yeah, 100%, go ahead with it. So I was kind of leery with what it was going to be talking to them. And yeah, it was 100% legit. And I still, it feels like I have to pinch myself. Like, how was I in Playboy? I still am shaking my head over that.
Yeah, it's a shame what's happened to it over the last couple of years, because it used to be enormous. Like when I lived in Los Angeles, it was enormous. So you have a daughter that's a model? Like, is she a big shot model now?
She's getting there, that is for sure. So it is mind-blowing to see where her career will be going. So she's up for a whole bunch of things. She's got such a unique face. It's pretty crazy. And I don't know where she got her height. She's 5'10". I'm only 5'4¾". I hold on to those 3/4 pretty tight, Pharrell. So she's definitely beautiful. So we'll see what happens.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I have a daughter. I have a son. My son's in college. My daughter's a junior in high school. So I know what you're going through. It's crazy, right? There's nothing like it. So, you know, Carver High is a big Islander fan, and I'm a huge Penguin fan, and Mafia is a huge Ranger fan, and Luke's a Devils fan. Okay. Which one of us do you like the best of all these teams? Because I know they like the Flames, but I mean, the Penguins have all these Stanley Cups. It has to be me.
It has to be. You've got Sidney Crosby out there. Look at him coming out there on the ice on Saturday. You got that goal. Of course it's you, Pharrell. You and the Penguins.
So you've done great on Sports Grid. Do you love doing it and doing in-game live and talking hockey and making bets? Are you having a blast? I think it's great.
Yeah, I absolutely am. It's like my favorite thing to do. It was everything that I wanted to do. And I had no clue that this is where I wanted to be with my life and my career. And I wouldn't miss a show in a heartbeat. You know, I'm so excited every single time I get to come on air and talk with people like you. It's always so much fun. So I love the opportunity Sports Grid has given me.
Well, you're doing great, and I'm a big fan of yours. Keep up the fantastic work that you're doing. It's great having you on the show, finally. Good luck with the Flames and Calgary and the Stampede. I'll bet it's a hell of a bash in the summer up there. I've never been there in the summer. I've only froze my ass out there. It's good having you on, Joe Madden.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So there you have it, Carver High. Joe Madden Sports. That's her. She's finally been on C2C after all these years. It's a travesty of a mockery of a sham that she hasn't been on ever. And Mafia, congrats. You finally got her on the show. And it's a good thing. It's good for Canadian and U.S. relations, especially as bad as they are between all of us these days and our friends north of the border.
It's definitely going to improve Canadian and U.S. relations. There's no question about that. I got a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. All right, I told you Soto homered in his first game as a Met. Alex Bregman did the same in his first game as a Red Sox. So he didn't need either of those happening. The Astros, of course, are trying to replace Bregman. They have allegedly started talking to the Cardinals again about Nolan Arenado. You talk about something else that's stale as bread. Can they trade Nolan Arenado already? Could they just find someone to send him to that he can agree to it? We have been doing Nolan Arenado
for 2 months.
Enough already. Well, this is not Mickey Mantle.
It's torture.
Like, can we
at
please
least they got
just
Goldschmidt
find
to the Yankees, right, and got it over with? Those were the two, Goldschmidt and Arenado. For 2 months, we waited.
Just find this guy a home. Anthony Rizzo mulling retirement as he remains unsigned. That's because, unfortunately, he's finished. That's why. He's got nothing left in the tank.
Pirates will take him.
Pirates might sign him. Giancarlo Stanton is going to see Yankee doctors in New York about his elbows. Not a good scene for
I'm
him.
I'm sick of hearing about this guy's injuries. I really am. He's like Embiid.
Long. as he's healthy in October. Yeah, but at least he produces in October. Like, in October, yeah, he hits. So that's what he does have going for him. You mentioned this already today. The Yankees will only play Sinatra's New York, New York after wins going forward. Thank God.
What is next? $10 beers?
I don't know. That, like, I saw the other day they lost and they played That's Life by Sinatra. So there's like a melody of Sinatra.
That's what they're
going to
do. They're going to play That's Life is what I heard when they lose.
Yeah. Of course, we've done a lot of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. stuff because he's not going to stay with Toronto, or at least he's not going to resign there before the end of the season. He will consider the Yankees in free agency next offseason. He's had issues with them in the past, but those are allegedly over. You want to know why those issues are over? Because the Yankees will offer him a lot of money, even if he doesn't want to go there. And he needs the Yankees in his bidding to drive up the price. So that's why his issues with the Yankees are over. I don't blame him.
The question begs, do you want him? Are the Jays right about he's not worth $400 to $500 million? Do you believe that they're right, or do you think the Yankees should give him that kind of money or a deal?
I would give him $400 million, and I think the Yankees specifically only went with a 1-year stopgap in Goldschmidt because they knew they could maybe get him next offseason. I think that this is part of the Yankee plan when they didn't get Soto.
Plan.
We're going to do a one-year stopgap at first, and then go and make a big push for Guerrero Jr. next year. So I think the Yankees will do that. We'll save this for tomorrow because I feel like need more than 4 seconds with will any of the NL teams make the playoffs next year? I'll save the World Series for then as well. How about some football now? NFL Combine Week in Indianapolis, a tradition unlike any other.
What a waste of time.
Really, it's a waste of time because all the biggest names now, this is like the
comeback.
Remember when the guys started opting out of the bowl games in college football?
Yeah.
This is like the new opt out of the bowl game. We're not going to work out at the Combine. So Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Abdul Carter today. Whatever. I guess for the guy who plays offensive line at Northwestern, you get a little extra look at him. But the guys that matter, they basically are just going to go and do interviews at the Combine.
They
That's all that
call
they're going to do.
All the crappy players that you've never heard of, Combine. That's what it should be, because no one that's good works out there anymore.
And this thing used to be, you remember this, it was like 2 or 3 days, right? Like, everybody go there, 2 or 3 days. They have stretched this puppy out now.
Into a week.
For over a week. I saw the schedule today. Like, they do, like, one position one day. Then wide receivers and running backs the next day. And then corners, then there's a... They're next Sunday, Monday is when they finish. Like, it is like, it just
happens
doesn't
happens at
end.
The downtown Hilton already, having a burger in the Mason Rudolph bar.
Having the shrimp over at Elmo's. He's getting all that going on down there. Shedeur Sanders is reportedly, quote, not the type of quarterback the majority of NFL teams are looking for right now, end quote. I think that was a Mel
Except
Kiper
the Giants
quote, right?
When they drafted him third.
Someone's going to draft him. Sanders will be taken. The Rams are allowing Matthew Stafford's agent permission to speak to other teams. Sounds like he's not going to be a Ram next year. That's what it's starting to sound like to me.
Gee, you think?
It's not looking good for them. There was an unnamed team. Now we know who the unnamed team is. The Green Bay Packers have proposed a rule change to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Troy Vincent said today, he's part of the NFL.
How about we ban the Eagles altogether? How's that for a plan?
Ban the Eagles. So that will apparently be up for discussion in March at the competition committee meetings. They're not going to get rid of that play.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth and two different teams in the Super Bowl next year.
Buffalo-Detroit. We'll try Buffalo-Detroit again next year. We'll see.
Have at it. Have at it. I'm all for it. Anyone, and then I'm going to include in that. I don't want anything to do with the San Francisco 49ers either.
No, we're not going to be there. Eagles pass rusher Nolan Smith tore his triceps in the Super Bowl. He played
what
through
a shame.
It, had surgery, and will be ready for the start of next year. The Steelers now have $60.2 million in cap space after the increase, and they started spending it on tight end Donald Parham Jr., a one-year deal for him. Start spending
Jesus Christ.
The cap space.
Oh, my
the next
God.
Story is leftover worthy, so I'm going to save the next story for
unbelievable.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'll bet my life Waldo's at the TGL right now. I'll bet he's at that. They just haven't shown him on the deuce yet. They've shown every other celebrity, all the Eagles. There's a bunch of Eagle players there. Goddard, Maddox, they're all there. Every golfer on tour is sitting at that place right now watching this. I think this sport is becoming enormous, this TGL. So my buddy, you remember High Heat? He put a simulator in his garage. It used to be like the kid used to shoot hockey pucks into the net in there. And now he turned it into a simulator golf course like this scene down in Jupiter. He's got the entire garage is a golf course now. He's in there smack. He's playing Royal Troon.
Well, they are all down there because they're at PGA National this week. We start the Florida Swing.
Best player.
So, which
that's
is outstanding.
Where Waldo is.
All right. I hope you're hungry. Lots of leftovers. Plaxico Burress sold his giant Super Bowl ring for $280,000 at an auction, the highest anyone has ever paid for a Super Bowl player ring. Honestly, it's sad. That dude made like $12 million in the NFL, and he's got to sell his Super Bowl player ring.
Because he's broke. Like no one sells their Super Bowl ring unless they're broke.
Right. That sucks. It sucks for Plaxico.
That's what happens when the money stops coming in.
Money stops coming in. Speaking of the golf, we had a thriller, a playoff at the Mexico Open yesterday. Not exactly household names, as Brian Campbell, who beat your boy Aldrich Poltergeist, Pot Guy or Poltergeist,
your
lost
boy
the
Poltergeist,
playoff.
The kid.
So Brian
He's
Campbell,
like 20.
First career PGA win for him. He had never even finished in the top 10 of a PGA Tour event. Now he gets to go to the Masters. He's got a 2-year exemption. Your boy's living the high life now.
Good for
Brian
him.
Campbell. UFC will no longer allow fighters to hold two weight division belts simultaneously. No more. You got to drop the belt and vacate.
But I heard that they're going to start having a fight, a pay-per-view on Thursday and on Saturday of every week of the year.
Come on.
They did not.
You want to know what? You got me because I
You almost fell for it because they have so
I
many
would
events.
Believe it. Sick. Dana White says John Jones versus Tom Aspinall heavyweight title fight is coming soon, allegedly. Dmitry Bivol defeats Bert Biev by majority decision. You had him.
I hit that fight. He beat him the first time like a rented mule, and it was a unanimous fixed decision that was as crooked as any I've seen in boxing in years. And then they fought again, and Bivol beat his ass.
Bivol's now beaten two reigning undisputed world champs, Canelo and this guy. Shakur Stevenson beat this Josh Padley, TKO'd him in Saudi Arabia. Now he wants to fight Tank Davis.
Wait,
thinks it'll be the
did you hear this
fight
guy?
In boxing.
So Padley was—he's like an electrician. He was like up on a telephone pole, like on
Come
Wednesday,
on.
And on Saturday he was fighting for a world title. Swear to God,
that's what you call a tomato can fight. When you're fighting a guy who was on a telephone pole on Wednesday,
and
that's
he didn't
a problem.
Do that bad. He didn't do that badly in the fight.
They got big problems at Fresno State, the basketball program. Subject of a betting inquiry. The school has removed one player from the team and suspended two others. Both the NCAA and the school are investigating. Not a good scene.
No wonder they lose every game they play because they got guys on the team throwing games.
Christopher Bell. Who? Won the NASCAR race in Atlanta yesterday. Michaela Schifrin.
He's fighting on the UFC card Thursday night.
He's fighting Cowboy Cerrone.
And he's an electrician. He'll be on a telephone pole tomorrow.
Michaela Schifrin earns a historic 100th World Cup race win. Did you see A-Rod make a fan 10,000
yes.
at half court?
Yes.
What the hell was A-Rod doing at the Bucknell game? What was the connection there? Jeez.
I have no idea, but he made the shot, and then he partied with all the students and, like, did, I mean, he celebrated, like, the 09 World Series. Ferrella finished, longtime MSG Network host Al Troutwig passes away at 68, gone too soon. Al was great on the Garden, no doubt about it. Former NFL wide receiver and NFL Network analyst Steve Smith Sr. having a bad day. Alleged infidelity accusations going viral as an ex-user claims he had an affair with his wife and exposed all of their FaceTime videos and texts and tweets and love affair. Oh, the humanity of it all. GTD is next with the Kevin Walsh. Get my app, search Pharrell. See you tomorrow at 3 on Coast to Coast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.